Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin hits $49,000 as the Bitcoin price gets an unlikely boost from Turkish lira tinkering. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, Bitcoin bounces nicely today. Ethereum bounces even better today. The actual reason, Turkish lira makes a strong bounce. And he also shares here, good chances we're done with this correction. The longer we stay here, the faster the sentiment flips. And Rec Capital shares a Bitcoin bullish engulfing weekly candle would be nice, but it may not suffice in fully confirming a reversal. A bullish engulfing candle begins from 50,200, whereas Bitcoin needs to break above and reclaim the 21-week EMA at 51,500 to fully confirm a reversal. And this just in breaking news, Block CEO Jack Dorsey says Bitcoin will replace the dollar. It started here in this thread with Cardi B, who asked, do you think crypto is going to replace the dollar? In which Jack Dorsey responded, yes, Bitcoin will. Also in today's show, FOMO will drive crypto adoption in 2022, says BlockFi co-founder. About two-thirds of Americans prefer to talk about crypto versus, if you think about 5 years ago, only 1% of people ever traded crypto and 50% of Americans had never heard of crypto 5 years ago. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is setting up for a major bear trap, according to on-chain analyst William Clemente. Quoting him here, we were cautious leading into the flush 2 weeks ago, but reset the metric back to the lowest level since May earlier this year. Still overall in a healthy area, but have started to see a bit of open interest build up since the flush. Don't think these are aggressive longs because aggregated funding has been muted and even flipped negative on Tuesday. Also in today's show, Bitcoin replaying pattern from S&P 500, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, and shares his target. Quoting him here, Bitcoin to regain market dominance, spring higher and revisit that $150,000 to $100,000 level that we're confident and enough. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. Hallelujah! Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Hey, listeners, it's no secret that I'm a crypto head, but I got to admit, sometimes I get the churning in my stomach when I go to check my wallet. You know the feeling, which is why you should consider investing in a different kind of alternative asset, blue chip artwork. It's a real tangible investment for those looking to diversify their portfolio and potentially hedge against the stock market volatility. Bitcoin might be making the market headlines, but blue chip artwork is the asset class that some millionaires have used to build wealth for centuries. And the $1 billion fintech startup, Masterworks, is making it so you can too. Masterworks.io is unlocking the once exclusive art market and finally allowing everyone to invest in paintings from iconic artists like Warhol, Picasso, Basquiat at a more affordable price point, which might just be cooler than owning a boring old ape. And they're giving my listeners priority access to their newest offerings. You can get started at masterworks.io/cryptonews. Again, that's masterworks.io/cryptonews. And see important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimer. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin rebounded pretty nice, over 5% this morning, as a dramatic turnaround in the fortunes of the Turkish lira boosted investors' confidence, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Let's go. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin bouncing overnight as the lira shot up as much as 40% against the US dollar. The move came as Turkey's president announced sweeping measures to protect consumers and a track lira investors. The US dollar slash lira had previously hit all-time highs of near 19, half of which has occurred in the last 2 months. And in an ironic twist, the president of Turkey himself had come out against crypto in September, declaring Turkey to be at war in the industry. The switch up fueled Bitcoin and alts alike, with 5% gains this morning mirrored across the major cryptocurrency charts. Now, Cointelegraph contributor Mikhail Vende Pop was among analysts noting the correlation. Quoting him right here, Bitcoin bounces nicely today. Ethereum bounces even nicely nicer today. The actual reason, Turkish lira makes a strong bounce, and he also shares good chances we're done with this correction. The longer we stay here, the faster sentiment flips. And taking a look at one of my favorite indicators is the crypto greed and fear index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 25 and last week a 21 in extreme fear, and last month a 49 in neutral. And data covering hodler behavior meanwhile pointed to an impending watershed moment repeating itself when it comes to Bitcoin's profitability. Released by monitoring resource WhaleMap, it showed that Bitcoin at a loss should have passed Bitcoin being hodled with unrealized gains. Historically, upside resumes when such crossovers occur, as pointed out here by WhaleMaps. There are around 4 million Bitcoin hodled at prices above 50K. This equates to around 20% of the entire $870 billion market cap. All of these coins are currently at a loss. And quoting them again here, not quite there yet, but looking promising. And in principle, the more unrealized losses, the better. So there you have it. And checking out the latest from Rec Capital, he shares a Bitcoin bullish engulfing weekly candle would be nice, but it may not suffice. And fully confirming a reversal, a bullish engulfing candle begins at 50,200, whereas Bitcoin needs to break above and reclaim the 21-week exponential moving average at 51,500 to fully confirm a reversal. And this just in, breaking news, Block CEO Jack Dorsey says Bitcoin will replace the dollar. This was in response to Cardi B asking, do you think crypto is going to replace the dollar? In which Jack responded, yes, it will. And checking out some of the other responses, Samson Mao wrote, Jack is the anti-Brian Armstrong. Hilarious, right? Which is the Coinbase CEO. And someone asked here, question is, do you keep them apart or put them together and let Jack annihilate Brian and produce a ish ton of energy? And Samson responded, only if Jack survives. So there you have it. Before I break down next story of the day, FOMO will drive crypto adoption in 2022, says BlockFi co-founder, as well as Bitcoin set up for a major bear trap, according to on-chain analyst William Clemente, as well as Bitcoin replaying pattern from S&P 500, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, and shares his Bitcoin price target. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. I love seeing the entire market back in the green and pumping. Once again, with Bitcoin up 6.5% for the day, trading at around $49,900. Ethereum back above 4,000, up 5.3% for the day. Solana up 5%, trading at $180. Avalanche pumping up 16%, trading at $122. And as you can see, the pumpage continues. Let's freaking go. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Flory Marquez, the co-founder of crypto custodian BlockFi, shout out to BlockFi, said that the upward price action, new talent, and regulatory clarity will combine to create bubbling FOMO atmosphere for crypto adoption in 2022. Let's go FOMO like a mofo. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance, Marquez also shared insights regarding the industry growth in 2021. Marquez suggested that crypto has become more digestible for the average consumer than it was back in 2016. That, my friend, is a fact. She also explained that other significant drivers for growth in 2022 will be the wealth of skilled experts coming to work in the crypto industry and regulatory clarity. The stats she cited set an optimistic foundation for growth next year in 2022. And according to BlockFi research, 1 in 10 people plan to give crypto this year, while also adding about 2/3 of Americans prefer to talk about crypto versus if you think about 5 years ago, when only 1% of people have ever traded crypto and 50% of Americans have ever heard of crypto 5 years ago. BlockFi's internal metrics are also indicative of burgeoning adoption. In the first year of its reward cards operations, 75,000 people signed up. Marquez pointed out that the figure is absolutely huge because most fintech companies look to see about 10,000 credit cards in their first year. And more interesting for FOMO in 2022 is the revelation that the majority of BlockFi clients, when they receive a Bitcoin reward, they're not selling that for cash. These discoveries reflect broader adoption trends across the crypto space, particularly amongst the younger people. A recent CNBC survey revealed that 83% of millennial investors now own crypto. Hodling is catching on amongst BlockFi clients, 38% of whom plan to hodl, and only 6% plan to reduce their crypto exposure in the coming year. For Marquez, however, it's the festive timing of new regulations and new talent coming into the crypto space that is pivotal. She commented that crypto and fintech have been huge attractors to people who are looking to learn something new and expand their careers. Quoting her again here. So I think we're going to see more talent shifting from the other more traditional industries into crypto and the fintech sector. And the last thing that I think we'll see in 2022 is some regulatory clarity. And as families come together during the holiday season, with Bitcoin's price hodling steady above 48,000, a deep-seated, long-awaited FOMO atmosphere could drive both the prices and adoption in 2022. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin set up major bear trap, according to on-chain analyst William Clemente, as well as Bitcoin replacing pattern from S&P 500, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, and shares his Bitcoin price target. I want to give a quick shout out to Rubik, the multi-chain swap protocol, which allows you to swap any of 10,500 plus tokens on in between 9 blockchains all in one click. Rubik is also launching their own staking on December 23rd with an APY of 80% or more. And to participate in their staking, all you need to do is purchase a minimum of 1,000 RBC, and their maximum deposit limit per user is 100,000 RBC. I highly encourage you to click the link in the description right down below for full details. Also note, this is a paid sponsorship, so please do your own research. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with about $96 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 40.9%, with the Ether dominance at 21.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Helium leading the pack, up 20% for the day, trading above $36, followed by HOLO, up 17%, trading at 0.008, followed by Harmony, up 16%, trading at 24.3 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular on-chain analyst Will Clemente, shout out to Will, is eyeing several key indicators that suggest a potential bear trap for Bitcoin, which could play out in the near future. In a new edition of the weekly Blockware Intelligence newsletter, Clemente looks at derivatives data to see whether traders are overly bullish or extremely bearish on the king of all crypto. Quoting Will here, "We were cautious leading into the flush 2 weeks ago, but reset the metric back to the lowest level since May earlier in the year. Still overall in a healthy area, but have started to see a bit of open interest build up since the flush. Don't think there are aggressive longs because aggregated funding has been muted and even flipped negative on Tuesday, as you can see here in this chart. Now, open interest is the total number of active derivative contracts held by traders. Market participants use this data as an indicator of sentiment and trader bias. And according to Clemente, derivatives data shows that traders are not placing aggressive long positions, reducing the possibility of another market correction via a long squeeze, similar to what happened on December 4th. Now, Clemente also adds he is seeing a divergence between illiquid supply shock ratio, which compares the movement of coins from liquid, which is weak hands entities, to illiquid, which is strong hand entities, and price. Quoting him again here, "Would be funny to me if this bullish divergence plays out like the last two. Just watching price action to confirm that it is playing out. Patience is key." As you can see on this chart, according to Clemente, the data that he is seeing from the on-chain metrics and derivatives market suggests that Bitcoin could be placing a major bear trap. Quoting him again here, "The last time I called for a major Bitcoin short squeeze was on July 23rd, the day before we squeezed off of the summer lows. We are currently not there yet, but the setup is becoming more likely, in my opinion." And while Clemente is looking at the possibility of a Bitcoin rally, he also says that the 30-day moving average of the spent output profit ratio indicates that market participants are currently nursing losses. Quoting him again here, "The threshold you can see here, which is the black line, serves as the median between a state of profit and loss. When below, market participants are realizing losses in aggregate, and when above, market participants are realizing profits in aggregate. In 2017, Bitcoin didn't break below that one threshold on the 30-day MA or the SOPR once, and once below continually got rejected off each underside retest of one." Clemente also says he'll remain cautious on Bitcoin until the SOPR moves above one to indicate that market participants are in profits. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin replaying pattern from S&P 500, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, and shares his Bitcoin price target. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my merch store, which recently went live. Cop some crypto gear. Visit merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. All the proceeds help support the channel. You can also check out my daily letter, which could be found at letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. It goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasting platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. We're currently receiving over $20,000 per day. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Closely followed crypto analyst Nicholas Merton says Bitcoin could be mirroring a technical price pattern previously displayed in the S&P 500 index. In a new strategy session, Merton tells his 488,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin may be following the same pattern that the S&P 500 went through between 2000 and 2008, but on a much smaller time frame. Merton also looks at how in 2008, the S&P 500 rallied to $1,500 before correcting all the way down to $770 and then repeated the entire process over the course of 4 years. And as the crypto markets correct in price, Merton says that institutions may be waiting for this pattern to play out before getting an optimal entry point. As he shares here, institutions, big buyers who need to build massive positions, love no period better than the one when markets are quiet, kind of stagnant. They're not feeling the euphoria. They love to buy during these discounted opportunities. They enter in slowly. They buy into the fear. They're the ones setting the bottoms here. I think that's what we're seeing here, guys. I think we're replacing history here from the S&P 500 and the crypto markets, but instead we're looking at monthly candles here. I say this is more of the weekly chart. Things happen a lot quicker in crypto because it's a much smaller market. So if the pattern plays out, Merton sees Bitcoin dropping approximately to the $30,000 level. I disagree. I personally believe the bottom is in, but let me know your personal thoughts in the comments right down below. He says dropping to 30,000 before rebounding again and resuming an uptrend. And while this scenario may look grim, the crypto analyst says that it would be more of an opportunity than anything else. Quoting him again here, even though I think that the price is going to pull back here, this isn't a reason to panic sell, step out of the market, and run for the hills. In fact, it may be the only catalyst to set up a long-term accumulation pattern that will allow for Bitcoin to regain market dominance, spring higher, and revisit that $150,000 to $100,000 level that we are confident in enough. But outside of that as well, give altcoins a major opportunity to be able to start to instill even more market dominance than it has in this cycle. And to watch this entire analysis with crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, entitled "Is $30,000 Incoming?" Check the show notes below the video in the description. And checking out this recent tweet from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, regarding a $100,000 Bitcoin Christmas. He wrote, "Bitcoin still needs a small miracle for $100,000 Christmas. Will I ditch Stock to Flow model if this does not happen? Nah, I should like being at the lower bands. In fact, I published the model at the lower bands in March 2019 with Bitcoin below $4,000. Also like to point out that the Stock to Flow X model, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin hits $49,000 as Bitcoin gets unlikely boost from Turkish lira tinkering. That's right. Also in today's show, we discussed FOMO like a mofo will drive crypto adoption in 2022, says BlockFi co-founder, as well as Bitcoin set up for a major bear trap, according to on-chain analyst Will Clemente. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin replaying pattern from the S&P 500, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton, who predicts a $150,000 Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Katie Lux wrote, "Man, you just don't stop, do you, JV? Such dedication to the fam and fan club. Want to take this opportunity to say thank you for your positivity and bullish news. Crypto News Alerts is the top news roundup in the crypto sphere. Continue to be the glitch in the matrix, JV. Love and lots of light in these dark times." I wrote, "Greatly appreciate your continued support, Katie. You are the bestest. Love and light always, fam. HODL." And our next feature comment comes from Tommy Trooper, who wrote, "Hey JV, just so you know, the Turkish president's name is pronounced Erdogan. Awesome context as always. Have a great Christmas with the Florida fam." Thanks for the correction, Tommy. His name sounds like it comes from Star Wars. How awesome. Have a blessed Christmas holiday. One love. And our third and final feature comment comes from KC, who wrote, "Yo JV, you missed the Fud Puppet part when you mentioned Elon Fud Puppet Muskrat's name. Timestamp 528. Love your humor, bro, and the way you run your show. Enjoy the holiday season. Bull or bear market, this channel will keep on rocking. Touche fam, good ear. Much love and respect, fam. Merry Christmas and happy hodling." And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Hey listeners, it's no secret that I'm a crypto head, but I got to admit, sometimes I get the churning in my stomach when I go to check my wallet. You know the feeling, which is why you should consider investing in a different kind of alternative asset, blue chip artwork. It's a real tangible investment for those looking to diversify their portfolio and potentially hedge against the stock market volatility. Bitcoin might be making the market headlines, but blue chip artwork is the asset class that some millionaires have used to build wealth for centuries. At the $1 billion fintech tech startup, Masterworks is making it so you can too. Masterworks.io is unlocking the once exclusive art market and finally allowing everyone to invest in paintings from iconic artists like Warhol, Picasso, Basquiat at a more affordable price point, which might just be cooler than owning a boring old ape. And they're giving my listeners priority access to their newest offerings. You can get started at Masterworks.io/crypto news. Again, that's Masterworks.io/crypto news, and see important disclaimers at Masterworks.io/disclaimer.